Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hello, welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. I'm Jen. Welcome, everyone.
Welcome to our beauty podcast. Thank you so much for joining. If you're new, thank you. If you've been with us for a while, thanks for hanging out with us. It has been a week.
Yeah, we were busy while we were giving you some replay content there. Jess, what were you up to? How was last week?
I am a busy, busy bee. As a lot of you guys know, I have transitioned into full-blown beauty retail mode. So I am busy at my new gig at Moda and Moda Operandi. So I am testing a ton of things. And when we do launch, I can't wait to tell you all about what's going on there. But at night, I am doing the...
You're on the circuit, the social circuit?
I would say I'm on the... Sometimes I'm on the social circuit, sometimes I'm not. No, I'm usually at home doing the Kraft mac and cheese thing with Lake. But I had a big night out this week. I had a really big night out.
I know where you went.
Where did I go?
Fragrance Foundation Awards.
Yes. It was the Razzle Dazzle Fragrance Foundation Awards. So... I was invited as a guest of the Fragrance Foundation because I was nominated. I did not win. That's the spoiler alert. But
travesty.
Travesty. So I was nominated for a piece I wrote for Bazaar last year, which was about a topic that we talked about in depth here on our show.
Yes, we talked about your nomination too.
Yeah. Well, I think so. Yeah. I don't even remember. So... it was about why we still call fragrances oriental. Fast forward, I didn't win, Mazel Tov, April Long. But the best part of the being there was just seeing all of our fabulous fragrance colleagues in one room after 3 years of it being either virtual, canceled, ugh. It was awesome to see everybody there. And I saw some of our fabulous friends like Julie Wilson, who was
former guest co-host, yes.
Emma Vernon, Perfume Pod. I saw Rodrigo, who we had on the show. He won a massive award.
Rodrigo Flores, yes.
Oh my God.
Were there famous people? There were celebrities too, right?
Okay. So Mario Lopez, who is like a pop culture hero, I don't know exactly how much he translates to, like, it depends what generation you are, but he played AC Slater on the hit show Saved by the Bell, which is still in heavy syndication. I mean, Lake knows who Slater is. I'm not kidding. We have a little book called Saved by the Bell, and she points to him and she goes, who's that? Who's that? Like, so The biggest.
He's a prague head? What is he doing there?
I think, well, it's kind of like I think slash I know, Linda Levy of the Fragrance Foundation president, she alluded to the fact that like he and his wife, who was also a co-host, might be doing something in the fragrance space. So they always have a very surprising host. Like in the past, they had Alec Baldwin. Like, you know, they always get somebody with some star power. And he and his wife hosted. They're very sweet. You know, he has not aged. He's super cute. It was like, it was definitely worth staying up till, staying out till like 11:30.
Mama's night out.
Yeah, no, but it was really good. And I just couldn't wait to share this with you. And I have to tell you, the Diaz and Durga win was like one of the sweetest things because you could tell that it meant a lot to them.
Oh,
they won an award.
David Seth.
Yeah. So
how'd really, the crowd smell?
The crowd smelled good. The crowd looked good. I think everyone is kind of like turning it out because everyone has not.
Oh yeah.
Kind of everyone's ready.
Yeah. That's what we talked about with Christelle Lim a bit about like, let's turn it up. Yeah.
Listen, COVID is not over, but what I think is, people want to, it's not like people want to show off. I think people want to feel good and see each other. Like so much of the show started late and Linda is like such a killer for punctuality. She was like, I'm sorry. She goes, I'm like nothing if not like kind of like anal when it comes to start times, but she let it roll because she knew everybody was having so much fun seeing each other. So.
And saying hi. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fun. So what's going on with you?
Well, I had my little vacation and then I've been like doing hot and heavy beauty reporting. And I swear, to your point, it got turned up online this past week. People are out here starting new beauty hacks and trends like it's their business. Mm-hmm. And I just had to bring this up to you because remember that like ice bucket challenge from like years ago?
It was like 10 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was like, okay, I saw somebody do the ice bucket challenge. So I want to do the ice bucket challenge. I swear to you, the beauty world is turning into one big ice bucket challenge.
Oh, God.
Like you go online and it's just like TikTok weird hack after the other that like don't even work or maybe work, but then just blow up because everybody wants to be on that hashtag and say they did it. Okay, we got gym lips going on. People, gym lips, they are beige overlined or mauve overlined lips with a little balm on them. But it's called gym lips. It makes it fun and everybody wants to do it. Then everybody's squirting. Have you seen this? Their foundation into a glass of water.
No, why?
Because then you squirt your foundation into this glass of water, dump the foundation out, it's all water, and let the water go, then apply it with a brush, and it makes it more transfer-proof. And multiple influencers have been, like, copying this one person that did it, and it seems to. They do the little test where they press a tissue on either side. But here you go. Like, who has a glass of water and time to, like, do all of that and just get a foundation that's transfer proof.
I was going to say, like, you know, they make transfer proof foundation and who has the time?
It also just seemed kind of wasteful to me. But again, it looks fun virtually. And it's kind of like, it's like a community builder. Cause like, oh, everybody's doing it. I want to try doing it. You know
that
what
ain't
I mean?
Community. That ain't community.
Well, but everybody wants in on the thing. The other one was these contoured eyes. Like everybody's like, oh, we're not contouring anymore. You know how like contouring's over, baking, strobing over. Oh, yes, we are. We're doing our eyes now. Everybody's putting like cream brownish and bronzer up to like make a fox eye. And then, and sure, you look good. And you look like it's very Patrick Ta looking. It looked like it took so much work, but everybody's making these little videos and doing it. It's just so funny to me that it's become more than just like making your makeup look good. It's like, I want in on the
It's become
the
a like a competitive sport or a competitive. A
or like the viral, like when they go on TikTok and like climb up a bunch of crates and let's see how high we can go. It's like the beauty version
that's,
of that lately.
That's like not, if that's, that's just not like, that's like not my spirit. I don't know. That just doesn't like.
It's not that's necessarily just not who my I am. Spirit either. I love when anybody gets excited about beauty and I love that like it's fun to like find other people doing the same thing that you're doing, but they move so quickly. It's like, listen, 6 months from now, we're not going to be pumping out our fancy NARS foundation into a glass of water and wasting it just to get transfer proof application.
You know? Yeah.
But that's what's been going on during our vacay.
But and listen, I guess if it brings you joy, and you're not hurt, if it isn't like the broken glass challenge, then like go for it. You know what I mean?
That's a fake one that you just made up, right?
Yes, but I'm just saying like TikTok has all of these like extremely dangerous, horrible challenges.
We're not swallowing cinnamon. We're not trying to chug a gallon of milk. We're just skirting foundation.
Yeah. So I guess like these are all like really benign. So I don't want to get like, you know, so too cranky so about them, but just like, I'm probably not going to partake at them. And there's not going to be like an FM, you know, mascara challenge.
We're going to stitch. We're going to stitch with other TikToks and show you. Probably not, but we will give you the news. Cause as I was sorting through all of the challenges or whatever we want to call them, there's lots of news to share. And then we're going to raise some wands. We've been trying lots of products too, and I'm sure we have good ones. I think that's our show, right? Am I missing anything?
No, that's basically the bones of it.
Let's get into it. What if I just went right with the headline just, can lash serums cause fat loss and potentially change the shape of your eyes? That's what I was going to do, but also, hi guys, time for the news. This is a crazy, crazy headline though. Several people who've been using Grande Cosmetics Grande Lash MD Lash Serum are reporting, at least to TikTok, that they've had adverse effects to their eyes from using this product. For example, one woman showed the shape of her eye change. She had a loss of fat on the eyelid, which she thinks is due to using this serum, and it changed the shape of her eye. She's Asian, and she said it thinned out the skin of her eye so much that where she had a monolid before, now she has a little bit of a crease, like an orbital fat loss. Mm-hmm. So I was looking into this and I was like, okay, thousands of people love this product. This always happens when you get a popular product. People think that it causes an issue. However, in this case, there have been several lawsuits against this company because they are claiming that one of the ingredients is actually a drug and that drug actually does have the side effect of potential fat loss. So, and I also talked to Dr. Nikki Shah.
Who is claiming there is a drug in it?
So, for example, there's a California lawsuit and one woman who had been using this serum claimed that she got a growth in her eye. The ingredient in this lash serum and actually some other lash serums, we talked about this on the episode with Dr. Nikki Shah, is a prostaglandin analog. Now, a prostaglandin that is not an analog is bimatoprost, which is in which prescription eyelash product?
Latisse.
So obviously you can't put bimatoprost in a cosmetic. It's a drug. However, this analog, isopropyl cloprostinate, I'm just going to call it IC, is like a cousin to that ingredient. And so because it's marketed as a cosmetic, it doesn't need all the warnings. It doesn't need to be under the, you know, a physician applying it. However, there is some thinking that it might actually have, I mean, it makes your lashes grow the same way Latisse does. It really does work. So why would we think it wouldn't also have some of the same side effects that Latisse has? Mm-hmm. And this is what Dr. Shah said might be happening. So this woman in California, she made a lawsuit. She said she got this eye growth. And her claim is that Grande Cosmetics knows that it's a drug with drug-like effects, but is marketing it as a cosmetic and not letting people know about those side effects. And that's a whole discussion in the cosmetic world. Like if something works really well and it's marketed with all of the effects they have and they change your skin or whatever, yeah, that makes it a drug. But that means that then the FDA has to come in. And if they want to sell it as a cosmetic, they have to dial back their marketing. That doesn't mean it doesn't have that power, you know? So Dr. Nikki Shah said, if you're using a lash serum with a prostaglandin analog, yes, it can cause orbital fat loss. She said, even though it's an analog, its molecular structure is pretty close to prostaglandins, and they don't know the exact mechanism of fat loss, but it's thought that the prostaglandin is attaching to a receptor on the fat cell, causing it to have less fat accumulation in the cell. She also pointed out some of the people she saw on TikTok are Asian, and when you're Asian, the orbital fat loss is more pronounced because of the anatomy of the Asian eyelid. So that might be why, if you look at some of these women, their eyes really do seem to be changing shape. So this is huge news. I'm going to link to some of the stories about it, but just be aware of that. Even if you don't care about your eyelid losing fat, if you're getting a serum that gets around your eye, you could be losing fat under your eye, which would hollow out your eye. Here you are trying to grow your lashes and you're sort of causing this detrimental effect. And if you want that benefit, I would say go with Latisse and talk to a doctor so that you could be aware of the side effects. All right. That was my legal corner, I guess. I feel like we kept reporting on everybody like raising prices because of inflation, but a couple brands are dropping prices. So we've got Lime Crime. They're dropping prices. Rita Hazan dropped prices and has a new model. Halsey's About Faceline dropped prices. And you know what they all made me think of? Remember Hard Candy?
Yeah.
Like when hard candy went from Prestige to Walmart.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like people get very confused about this because they're like, wait, did they just
Are they dropping their prices or are they changing their positioning?
In some cases, both. In some, it's like the product packaging, everything is the same. They just dropped the price or changed the retailer. So in truth, it's like your whole positioning is changing.
Because hard candy changed everything, you know, like they're...
Right.
Everything. Right.
Well, Lime Crime, not everything. I think they're focusing more on hair care than they did on cosmetics in the past, but they're truly just keeping some of the same products and taking $5 off the price. And like, will this attract new customers? I don't know if you remember, Lime Crime has a lot of like controversy in its history. Mm-hmm. And so the founder's no longer with the brand, but they had had a culturally appropriative palette at one point, a security breach on their website. And so I feel like they're trying to still find their place in the market and like not remind you of all of that stuff. So no longer they sold it like Urban Outfitters and Revolve.
She had a problematic costume picture.
Yes, I wasn't going to report on that because I was not able to independently verify that. Actually, I looked into that. Yeah. However, if you go online, I think Vox did a story on it and they were able to verify and find the pictures of her.
I will I'll never forget when she was... When I was at Space NK back in the day, like over 10 years ago, people say back in the day, they're talking about the 50s, but over 10 years ago, this is like 2009, we launched her brand at Space NK in London, and she had a PA, like a personal appearance at one of the stores there, and people were lined up around the block, and it was like, you know, this was like an Ariana Grande, like you think she was coming to the store. Her following was so insane, like such a long time ago when she was like, the brand had probably like, you know, 5 SKUs. Like it was just so crazy, the passion there. And to see how that has, it's not fallen apart. It has to see how it's evolved and how her personality has kind of like blown up in beauty and obviously has had some issues. It's just like a really interesting trajectory. Cause she was kind of like, to me, like the next Kat Von D, that kind of alt beauty girl.
Yeah. Yeah. And a little like a fantasy Cosmo, like Comic-Con kind of play with her dress and things.
But she would fit into the Euphoria moment right now if she were still in beauty. Yeah.
Yeah, she has a fashion line now. I looked her up. And I think this speaks to the larger thing of like when a founder is so intertwined with a brand and either the founder does something problematic or they don't want to be running a brand anymore. Mm-hmm. And like investors step in, like, can you keep that brand going without the personality behind it? So I think this drop in prices by Lime Crime is an attempt to do that. And if you like their hair dyes and things, benefit to you because you get cheaper products. Same with Halsey's line and Rita Hazan's line. So... new product from a former guest. I love when like people that have come on the show then like have some news in their world or start a product line or anything. So I want to give a shout out to Dr. Whitney Bowe. She was episode 103, Jess. 103. Early days. We talked
back
all
in
about
the day.
Yes. Yes. If you're listening to it, go have a listen to it. I'm sure the sound quality is not as good, but it was probably a great conversation. It was a great conversation. We talked all about the microbiome. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was cool because her line, the Dr. Whitney Bowe line, has the same microbiome focus. There's Bowe Glow Microbiome Moisturizer and Bowe Grow, which is a dietary supplement. And I've been using it for like 2 weeks. I like that the moisturizer bottle is refillable. Very cool. And it's super duper moisturizing, but very lightweight. I'm going to chalk that up to the ceramides, but there's also prebiotics and postbiotics in there. The dietary supplement is good. It's like, it's not probiotic though. It's just like polyphenols. It tastes like berries. There's lots of antioxidants. And she has some great clinicals, but they're all from using both products together. And this is just me positing. I think it's more from this moisturizer's effects than the internal supplement, because that's what has the postbiotic and prebiotic. Mm-hmm. But she tested them together and that's her whole thing, which I think is a cute concept, the whole inner outer and just two products. Tight edit, Jess. Tight edit.
I like it.
I know you do. So the moisturizer is $95. The refill is $75. I think the price is because of those post and prebiotic ingredients, which can be pricey. And then the supplement is $49. Dr. Whitney Bowe, congrats to you. Guess what it's time for?
Science Corner.
Okay, speaking of probiotics, this is a new study in everybody's favorite hot journal, Journal of Cosmetic Dermatology. A probiotic lotion had comparable results to 2.5% benzoyl peroxide with the treatment of acne. Now, anybody who suffered from acne, BO is like the OG. Like, you know benzoyl peroxide, you know what that does to your face, you know it works, but it can be like kind of a bitch to use. Changes your towel color.
Yeah, I was going to say, the biggest thing is that it messes up your t-shirts and sheets and all
that. It totally does. It has a bleaching effect on fabric. It can be drying. Anyway, they're finding probiotic lotion works just as well. In 4 weeks, this study, randomized, controlled, great study, the same reduction in inflammatory acne, the same reduction in redness, whether you were using the benzoyl peroxide or the probiotic lotion. And the probiotic lotion was derived from, I'm going to mess this up, but Lactobacillus paracisi. Let's just say Lactobacillus. It's an ingredient derived from Lactobacillus. The cool thing here is like, you're like, great, well, I can't find Lactobacillus lotion in my CVS, so I'm just going to stick to the benzoyl peroxide. But get this, only 8% of people who use the probiotic had like a minor side effect, such as maybe a little dry skin, while 27% of the people who use the benzoyl peroxide had a side effect. So basically, we're learning you might not have to like fire up the big guns and throw some benzoyl peroxide at your face for acne. Probiotics might be able to do the same thing with a lot fewer side effects. So I would not be surprised if we start seeing more mass skincare companies embracing probiotics for their acne lines, which could be very cool.
Very cool.
And last, because I like to make Jess happy and end on a little like quirky news. And this one is pertaining to your home state. There is a new world record in the perfume world.
Okay.
And it happened in New Jersey.
Okay.
Factice collector Sutir Gupta has amassed a collection of more than 3,000 perfume factices, and they are now on display in Hackensack, New Jersey.
In Hackensack.
That's right. So a factice, if you're not familiar, because they are not around as much anymore. Back in the day in department stores, when you would go to the counter and it was like Miss Dior, there would be the huge Miss Dior bottle. I used to think when I was little that the perfume was actually in there.
Me too. I remember I could even picture one in my mind and thinking like, oh, well, that must be like at least $400.
Right. More like 4,000.
I know, but in my mind, you know, I thought that was like, you know, hundreds of dollars for sure.
I remember my first job at Sephora was the first time I realized because somebody sent my boss like a Chanel factice as like a mailing. And I was like, oh my God, that's Chanel number 5. Do you know how much that would be worth? And she's like, Jen, it's water. I was like, no, it's not. It's yellow. She's like, it's colored water.
That's so funny.
It's really bust my bubble. Anyway, factices are this marketing thing that would like for, I want to say 100 years, that's like a way that perfume companies would do it. It would be in the window of the stores, lots of apothecaries and everything. He has been collecting them for 30 years. So he now has a collection of more than 3,000 of them.
I wonder how he acquired them. Like, did he work in retail or something? Or did he like work in the business? Like,
He sure did. His first job was on Canal Street in a perfume shop. And that's where he saw the first one. That's the first one he bought. He bought it from his boss, like after they were done, like with whatever, because he just thought they were so beautiful.
Yeah.
He actually, Sutir, we're on a first name basis. He now owns a fragrance wholesaler, Eau de Luxe, and a retailer called Maison G. But he just got really into this world. So he's been collecting for years. So
did the story say where he keeps them? Where does he display them?
I did all this. Okay. Yes. He has. So in Hackensack, he has this display place. It's called the Factisserie. He's even named it. And you can visit it. So it's a private collection. So you have to email him. I went on his website and everything. I'm going away again next week. So otherwise I would have been setting up my trip like for next week.
Oh my God.
You can email him and set up an appointment to go visit and check them out. And there are some like gems in there. It's just really cool. He has a 1920s Caron Factice that was created by Baccarat. So that's like Baccarat crystal. The way I say Baccarat is so Philly. I'm so sorry, everyone.
Say it again. I didn't know what you said for the first time.
Baccarat.
Okay.
Baccarat crystal. But I got so excited about the factices. And you know when I get excited, my Philly accent comes out. I'm so sorry, everyone.
It sounded like it was a game, like a backyard game.
Hold on. Let me dial it back to my perfume appropriate voice. He has a 1920s Caron Factice created by Baccarat, estimated to be worth $100,000.
Oh my God.
That's just one of his 3,000 bottles. And
this is
awesome. The world record. Did I even mention that? I might think I buried the lead.
I feel like you said it, but I don't even care about the world record.
Same.
Because I don't think that there was somebody with like 25, you know,
2,999.
Yeah, that he just finally surpassed them.
There wasn't. It wasn't a world record before. I think that's just when you are an avid collector, you call up Guinness and say, hey, you think you'd give a world record for this? Maybe some money exchanged hands. I'm not sure how that works. Needless to say, I think this is very impressive and I want to go visit it in Jersey next time I'm there.
I really want to go visit it. That's so cool. Oh
very
my gosh.
Cool. And I'll put a link to
this might be my favorite item in a really long time.
Well, I'm so glad that we could
yeah, this is a goodie.
Fat Mascara. I'll put a link in the blog, fatmascara.com, so that you can go set up your own appointment if you happen to be near Hackensack, New Jersey, or visiting the New York area this summer. And that's the news.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Okay, everyone, it's time to raise a wand, and I am very excited to introduce Charlotte from D.C.
Hi, Jess and Jen. This is Charlotte calling from Washington, D.C. I have a magical makeup product that's worthy of raising a wand. It's called the Triple Fix Serum Foundation, and it's from LYS Beauty. There are, I think, about 35 shades, so I was able to find my perfect match. And what I love about it is that it gives me a light, serum-y, super flawless finish. And I've been searching for the perfect foundation for a while. My past favorites are Armani's Luminous Silk and the Dior Forever Glow. But this really beats them all, and it's only $22 in the U.S. So I'm head over heels, and I thought listeners might want to know about this discovery. Thank you. Love you guys.
Charlotte, thank you. I love coming in with a product that you not only love, but that saves us a little money. That's fabulous. You're going to be so surprised at mine, but why don't you go first? What are you raising a wand to?
Oh, okay. Well, now I'm like on the edge of my seat. Okay. So I'm really excited about this brand that my friend introduced me to. It's called the Handmade Soap Company. And they make more than soap. They make hand care. They make body care. They make shampoo, conditioner, the whole thing. But a product that they made that I'm really into is their pillow and room mist.
Ooh.
So I like to you know, my bedroom is not always looking like a hotel. Like, you know, that's my dream, is to have a home that looks like somebody's, like, you know, when they, you go to a hotel and they make it up and you like leave and then
I'm looks familiar, like, you know, yes.
And it's like, oh my God, it's clean.
I'm familiar with
my gosh.
Room service.
Yeah. But it's just like, I just want it to look and feel like fresh all the time. And unfortunately, my lifestyle is just not like that right now.
Is anybody's lifestyle ever like that?
I know some people like that. And it's like, I don't know how it happens, but everything's always tight, made together. Everything feels like everything's on point, like a 10 out of 10. And I'm not there yet, but when I use a room mist,
yeah,
I feel like I'm a little bit closer.
I love a room and bed mist. When do you spray it on? What do you do? Tell me everything. What does it smell like?
Before bed, it's honestly whenever I see it, whenever I remember it. So I've only had it for a couple of weeks. Like I was saying, they just sent it to me. I like the lemongrass and cedarwood scent. Mm. By the way, it comes like a glass bottle. So I like that it's recyclable. Also, it feels very premium. OPS is $28. The scent is very spa-like. Mm. So you have to like that, you know, natural. This is not like I'm in a French hotel floral vibe. It's very like I'm in a spa. And I dig that. I mean, I like all kinds of scents, so it's fine. But I just feel like, okay, it's a relaxing energy for my bedroom. You could also use it like in your living room, just anywhere you want to feel a little bit more like serene.
Ooh.
Scent does that.
It sure does do that. And a room spray, especially. I feel like they stick around in the bedroom too. They'll like get on the sheets and it's just like, then you get into bed and you're like, oh yeah, zen.
Yeah, I think there's just a really interesting brand. The products are really nice. But yeah, this is definitely on my, doing some major time on my bedside table right now.
Raise a wand to that. Okay, who is she? Who is your co-host? She's using a powder blush.
Okay. Okay, what changed for you?
That you know what it was? It was a listener. I realized, I was like, we go on about like our issues and the products that work for us. And clearly that's why I like doing the raisin ones from the listener. And one listener one time was like, yeah, I know you guys really like cream products, but here's a powder. And I was like, yes, I need to branch out. Don't get stuck in your rut, Jen. Don't get stuck in your little echo chamber of cream blushes where we all think cream blush is the only thing we need. And every other kind of blush.
The echo chamber. Suddenly it's political.
Is a resurrection. Hey, that's how I feel everything is these days. Very bipolar. So I want to join everything together. I'm going to try a powder blush. I figured who better to try from.
You're reaching across the aisle to the powder brush.
My party is reaching out to your party. Let's collaborate on our cheek color. So I figured who better than Rosemary Swift, one of our very first, I think our very first guest, right?
She was our first guest.
She just launched a new blush called the Redimension Blush, which is meant to be a blush and highlighter in one. It scared the hell out of me looking at it in the compact because it looks shimmery AF because, you know, it has this highlighting quality. I should have known that's not her vibe. She does a very natural look. So the Redimension is truly what it is. It looks like you put on a cream blush and then put a tiny bit of powder highlight over. It sinks in with that cream blushy look so it doesn't look cakey, doesn't settle into lines. It has that dimension, and I feel silly saying dimension again because that's the name of the blush, but I don't know how else to describe color when it's not flat. It has levels, you know?
It has levels.
So I've been using French Rosé, which if you looked at it online, you'd be like, I'm not buying hot pink shimmer blush. Trust me. When I wear this, first of all, Eric said I looked hot.
Okay.
Usually when you wear a blush, people are like, your skin looks great. You look so refreshed, whatever. Eric goes, you look hot. I swear to you, the only thing I did was put this blush on and it like woke up my whole face. You know what I mean?
Okay. I think that we just moved a couple of units because I think if you can get a man to notice that you've done anything different about yourself, like short of like shaving your head.
No, he's actually really good about that. But would he have known like, oh, I like your dimensional blush that's both highlighter and blush in one? No. He said I looked hot. So I'll take it.
I feel like men notice, like, if you're wearing red lipstick. Anything else? No.
Yeah.
At least that's my experience. Like, they're not going to notice. Sorry, this has become my, like, the thing about men.
No, I hear you. I hear you. I don't think it's just...
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
There's just
they
people
don't
that don't
the subtleties.
See that. Yes. Well, anyway, the blush is amazing, and it does not feel dry and cakey, and it is a powder, and I've now managed to bring politics, gender equality, and my husband into my review and my raise wand. You're welcome.
Okay. All right. Should we wrap it up?
I think I'm done. I don't know about you.
Okay. All right. Get some sleep, everyone. Get that beauty sleep. We'll see you next week.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Razor One product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.